Wichita's number one talk. This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Congress reaches a deal to postpone a shutdown. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. Textron aviation machinists are on strike. That story is coming up.
Two men dead after separate shootings in Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Textron aviation machinists, yes, they are now on strike.
Nearly 5,000 machinists in the Wichita area overwhelmingly rejected the company's final contract offer and voted a strike on Saturday. Insurance and compensation were the two key sources of disapproval of the proposed contract. It had offered a 26% pay increase over 4 years, including an 11% wage increase immediately. It also included a $3,000 lump sum payment each year and an annual longevity bonus after 5 years of service. The strike started just after midnight Monday. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Shutdown averted. An agreement in Congress reached. It'll keep the government running for the next 3 months.
The agreement comes a bit more than a week before the October 1st start to a new budget year. A continuing resolution tied to a GOP-led measure mandating proof of citizenship to vote failed, opening the door to a bipartisan push for an agreement. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Sunday collaboration is what works.
The MAGA hard right never let the Republicans come to an agreement with Democrats. But that's the only way to do things. Democrats, Republicans must come together. That's the only way we've kept the government open.
The deal puts off any conflict on keeping government open until after America votes for its next president. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A man is dead after a shooting in North Wichita Sunday evening at an apartment in the 3500 block of North Inwood. Officers located a 38-year-old man with a fatal gunshot wound. They have a suspect in custody. A shooting in central Wichita Saturday evening left a 50-year-old Wichita man dead. This was in the 600 block of North Topeka. First responders found the victim lying in a parking lot. He was rushed to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police report no suspect in custody. Name of the victim has not been released.
Thunderstorms moving through the Wichita area Friday night caused wind damage and the lightning delayed many high school football games. An 89-mile-per-hour wind gust measured at Jabara Airport on the northeast side of Wichita. Tree limbs reported down at Cross Creek Apartments. That's east of K96 in Woodlawn. High winds also taking down power lines in Newton. And 1,700 customers lost power. Power lines were downed north of El Dorado in Butler County as well.
Four people are dead and at least 18 others injured after a mass shooting in Birmingham, Alabama, Saturday night. Police say the incident took place in the city's entertainment district when several suspects got out of a vehicle, opened fire, and then fled the scene. Police Chief Scott Thurman says they believe the intended target was among the dead.
We believe that there was a hit, if you will, on that particular person, as far as, you know, someone was willing to pay money to have that person killed.
Investigators believe other victims were caught in the crossfire. Authorities are asking the public for tips to find the suspected shooters.
Rockets continue to launch from both Hezbollah and Israel as fears of a wider conflict renew.
After a week in which thousands of Hezbollah fighters were injured, top commanders were killed, Israel's chief of staff said, if Hezbollah doesn't understand now, it'll get another blow until it does. One of the rockets that made it through Israel's defenses impacted in a small town near the port city of Haifa. Rocket barrages came at Israel, and that was followed by attack drones entering Israeli airspace. In light of the rocket attacks, the Israeli Air Force increased attacks in southern Lebanon. The IDF says they hit some 400 rocket launchers aimed at Israel. Israel's president says the Jewish state is fighting for the free world. Israel's prime minister says the increased intensity will sustain until residents in the north can return home. In Tel Aviv, Mike Tobin, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Sunday night football last night for the Kansas City Chiefs. Coming right down to the wire again. You heard it here on KNSS. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
A new shopping bag law for California. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. 30 KNSS.
WTSS, Wichita's number one talk.
The KNSS Morning News, 8:08 now, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday morning. Another workshop is ahead at Tuesday's Wichita City Council meeting. Three items are on the agenda. First, the council will hear a fireworks review from this past Independence Day holiday. Next, they will discuss the city's ARPA recovery plan before finishing with proposed amendments to the city's zoning code. Tuesday's meeting will start at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. That is on the first floor boardroom at City Hall.
U.S. Senator from Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall, says he doesn't expect a new farm bill to be passed anytime soon. Current bill expires at the end of the month. Senator Marshall says lawmakers are focused on the November election.
A third of the Senate is up for re-election, so a third of the senators are very busy campaigning across their states trying to raise money. So we both have attendance problems. I think that both of us sit there and try to look in the crystal ball and say, are we going to have more power before or after the election?
Senator Marshall expects lawmakers will pass a temporary farm bill, taking them into the final part of next year.
Vice President Kamala Harris decided to skip the historic Al Smith dinner in New York, instead planning to campaign in key battleground states. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more.
Vice President Kamala Harris attended a fundraiser in New York. She does not plan to return next month for the Al Smith dinner, becoming the first presidential candidate to decline an invitation in 40 years. The annual White Tie Affair is a fundraiser for Catholic charities. The Harris campaign says she plans to hit the swing states instead. Recall Hillary Clinton was criticized for not campaigning enough in the swing states when she lost to Donald Trump in 2016. Of course, the dinner is not till next month, so Kamala Harris can always change her mind.
Former President Donald Trump says he will be attending that dinner.
There's something new for California shoppers to deal with.
Paper or plastic will no longer be a choice at grocery checkout lines in California. Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a new law banning all plastic shopping bags. California had already banned those thin plastic shopping bags at supermarkets and other stores, but shoppers could purchase thicker plastic bags, which supposedly were reusable and recyclable. The new ban takes effect in 2026. People who don't bring their own bags will simply be asked if they want a paper bag. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And a traffic update here on the Monday morning commute, the first commute of autumn. I'm taking a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam. I'm taking a look at the one up north at I-235 and North Broadway. And, of course, there are construction zones, construction cones in that area. So sometimes you see slowdowns in that area because of the construction going on. It's down to two lanes instead of three, and that's some of what's going on up north. So we're taking a look at that this morning on the as we've been taking a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Pretty dry as we go through the day. Had very small chance that we maybe have a few lingering raindrops early this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy to mostly sunny skies. Pleasant high of 71 degrees with a light north wind at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now cloudy sky, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. 57 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS on the first day, first full day of autumn. That's right, fall arrived yesterday at 7:43 a.m. our time.
Yeah, it's already been fall for a whole day.
Fall for a whole day now. Yeah, normal high for the day, yesterday's high 68, normal high 81.
Mm.
Yeah.
Quite a difference from Saturday. Mm.
102 degrees on Thursday last.
Whoa. Yeah.
Set a record. Remember that? Yeah. 8:12, Steve and Ted. This is the 23rd day of September on this date in 1952. Senator Richard M. Nixon, Republican of California, salvaged his vice presidential nomination by appearing on television from Los Angeles to refute allegations of improper campaign fundraising in what became known as the Checkers speech for its reference to his family's Cocker Spaniel. A little dog named Checkers that fundraisers had given to his girls, his daughters. Well, I'm not going to give that dog back. You know?
Yeah, TV favored him then, and it did not do him any favors when he debated Kennedy 8 years later.
Yeah, he should have taken Checkers along with him on that debate, maybe.
KNSS.
All right. Stephen Ten, the War Hero on KNSS. Quick happy birthday. I'd like to say happy birthday to a longtime friend of mine who's having a big day today, Jay McManus of the Specialist Group, the business specialist over the years, a local employment agency. He's turning 100 today.
Oh!
Special day for Jay. Jay.
That's big.
Happy birthday. My wife worked for him for several years down there, and she loved that working at that office, and she loved Jay. Jay, you're 100 years old today. Way to go. 8:13, Stephen Ten in the morning here on KNSS, United Nations General Assembly meeting in New York, and got a lot to talk about. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers is with us this morning. Good morning, Tanya.
Morning.
What's the topic? Top topic? Ukraine?
Well, I mean, that's one of them. I mean, the UN General Assembly, of course, will have the addresses from the world leaders. Those get underway this week, obviously. The UN meetings last more than just this week. They started, several days ago and will continue on. The big ones that we normally hear about, one of those will take place tomorrow. It's the opening assembly meeting where the president, President Biden, will speak. It's probably his last major appearance on the world stage. So that one is going to be notable. There's a couple of other speakers that are definitely going to be notable this week. I think both of these are on Thursday. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is scheduled to speak Thursday morning. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is scheduled to speak Thursday afternoon. Of course, this comes as we are in the run-up to the one-year anniversary of the October 7th Hamas attack in Israel. So that will be a couple of speeches people will definitely be watching. The Iranian leader is supposed to speak tomorrow afternoon. And another one that we'll be watching closely is, of course, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He'll speak Tuesday, tomorrow, at a high-level meeting of the UN Security Council. He will address the General Assembly also this week, I believe, on Wednesday morning, and then he will go to Washington for meetings with President Biden and Vice President Harris on Thursday. But he will definitely be in the spotlight as well. He's already here in the U.S. He was at a munitions plant in Pennsylvania yesterday to thank the workers for making this, artillery, ammunition that they have. In order to, protect their army from their land from the Russian ground forces. So he's got a lot going on in the U.S. this week.
Will we hear anything from the Russians this week, or are they part of the plan?
No, I think China, the Russian president and the Chinese president are both sending their foreign ministers. Neither one of them are Putin or Xi are going to be here this year. They didn't attend last year either. So it wasn't, widely expected for them to be here this year. So they're going to send their foreign ministers in place of them.
And the more we hear from the Middle East is that thing still, that's a powder keg. That thing could really erupt, I guess, at just about any minute.
Yeah, there was more movement, I think, from this morning from what I was reading about the IDF, getting more involved in the situation in Lebanon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is definitely something that, everybody's keeping an eye on. And like you said, it's kind of a scary situation over there to see what could happen next with Hezbollah and everything else going on over there.
Tanya, hey, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate the information. That's Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers with Stephen Ten in the morning here on KNSS. 8:17 on a Monday morning after a busy weekend sports-wise. And here with all the information, Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, we had Sunday night football last night for the first-place Kansas City Chiefs. First road game of the season for the Chiefs. KC in Atlanta to take on the Falcons. And just like the first two games for the Chiefs at home, once again, this one is a tight right down to the very end. Well, the Chiefs had to get some offense going in Atlanta. And quarterback Patrick Mahomes trying to notch up things for the passing game. So that got railed up. Got a passing touchdown in the first half and trying to get another one after halftime.
1:31 to go, third quarter. Kansas City, third down and 7 at the Atlanta 13. Chiefs by 2, but the red zone has been a problem tonight. Chiefs have been close. Mahomes in the pocket, throws it left, caught Juju Smith-Schuster, angling left, fire, diving, touchdown, Kansas City, welcome back to the Chiefs' kingdom and the end zone, Juju Smith-Schuster on a 13-yard crosser.
Well, that was a pretty good touchdown to get because the Chiefs would not score a touchdown the rest of the game. The fourth quarter, especially bad. The Chiefs went three and out, had to punt it away to the Falcons, and then Atlanta drove all the way down the field within the close to the 10-yard, and got down all the way to the 6-yard line, but the Chiefs stopped them on fourth down, took over the ball again. That's good. But then the Chiefs, three and out, three plays and another punt. The Falcons get the ball again down by five and drive all the way down the field with time running out.
Atlanta gets out of the huddle. Cousins will be under center on fourth down and a yard to go. Long count. They give it off. Bashaun Robinson hit in the backfield. He goes down. Kansas City holds on downs again. Nick Bolton scrapes to the outside and makes the hit. And Kansas City defensively holds on downs, fourth down at the 6 and now the 13. And preserves a 22-17 lead at 51 seconds to go in the game.
The Chiefs breathe another sigh of relief.
And down goes Mahomes at 40 seconds to go. This is really close. The game clock is at 36. The play clock is going to be just over that. The Chiefs do not have to snap it again by a half second. And Kansas City is going to come out of here with a win. It's been a rough day for 2-0 teams because Houston got beat, New Orleans got beat, the Chargers got beat, Tampa Bay got beat, not the Chiefs. Kansas City will go to 3-0 on the season with another fingernail biting victory, winning on the road against the Atlanta Falcons 22-17 with two amazing defensive stops by Kansas City on the last two defensive series of the game. Chiefs win it by five. They go to 3-0 on the year.
The Chiefs are now, let's see. Well, it's early on in the season, but they are in the number two spot in the conference right now behind the 3-0 Pittsburgh Steelers. There is one other team undefeated in the conference right now. The Buffalo Bills are 2-0 pending tonight's Monday night football game. We'll talk volleyball tonight. It's the weekly edition of the Chris Lamb Coaches Show with the Shocker Volleyball Coach. 6 o'clock tonight on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Shocker Volleyball with 2 5-set wins last week in the Shocker Volleyball Classic at Coke Arena. Coming up this week for the Shocks, opening up conference play on the road, and then a home match on Friday night against Temple. A lot to talk about with Coach Lamb. Volleyball, 6 o'clock tonight over on KFH. After that, Monday Night Football, the Washington Commanders in Cincinnati taking on the 0-2 Bengals. Even though the Bengals are favored by a touchdown to get their first win of the season. 7 o'clock tonight, Monday Night Football on KFH. Baseball, the Kansas City Royals lose again. They don't score again, losing 2-0 yesterday afternoon to the San Francisco Giants in the final home game of the regular season in front of 24,000 up at Kauffman Stadium. Not a good week for the Royals, and that's putting it mildly. The Royals went 0-6 on this homestand, including not scoring Saturday nor yesterday. 0 runs on Saturday and Sunday. That's now a 7-game losing streak for the Royals, who have only scored 4 runs in their last 5 games. And yet, if the season ended today, they would be in the playoffs, but boy, they're hanging on, barely. The Royals have a 1-game lead for a playoff spot over the Minnesota Twins with 6 games to go in the season. And it's an off day today, and then all 6 are on the road.
Wow.
See if they can pull it off this week. See if they can start scoring some runs, because they couldn't last week. All right, so that's your baseball situation. And we did have a big name in football we lost yesterday.
Eugene Mercury Morris was a 3-time Pro Bowler and a 2-time Super Bowl champion with the Miami Dolphins. His best pro season aligned with the Dolphins' 17-0 run in 1972. Morris ran for 1,000 yards that season. His backfield mate, Larry Zonka, also went over 1,000 yards that year and said today, "It's a very sad day for me and our Dolphins family." Morris was 77 years old. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Ah, Mercury Morris. There you go. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, it's 8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. More unanswered questions for Harris. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 8:30 on a Monday morning and 57 degrees. Textron Aviation Machinists now on strike officially. Nearly 5,000 machinists in the Wichita area overwhelmingly rejected Textron's final contract offer and voted to strike Saturday. That strike began after midnight this morning. Insurance and compensation were the two key sources of disapproval of the proposed contract. It had offered a 26% pay increase over 4 years, including an 11% wage increase immediately. It also included a $3,000 lump sum payment each year and an annual longevity bonus after 5 years of service.
A shooting in central Wichita Saturday evening, and that leaves a 50-year-old Wichita man dead.
Wichita police say the call came in around 7:50 p.m. Saturday from the 600 block of North Topeka. When officers and first responders arrived, they found the victim lying in a parking lot. He was rushed to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police are investigating the case and no suspect is in custody. The name of the victim has not been released. If you have information that can help solve this case, please call WPD investigators at 316-268-4407 or Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Rose Hill police say they could have a confirmed identification of a child found buried in a backyard of a home this week. Police Chief Taylor Parlier says results of an autopsy report will be the first step to finding more answers.
From that point, I can start working backwards to finding out what the cause of death was and who's responsible for it ultimately.
Preliminary estimates reported by the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics show a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 3.3% in Kansas in August. This is an increase from 3.2% in July and an increase from 2.6% in August of last year. A seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment was unchanged from July. For the Wichita MSA, the unemployment rate was 4.1% in August, and that's down from 4.7% in July. With more than 324,000 people on the job and employed, Wichita's MSA includes Sedgwick, Butler, Kingman, Harvey, and Sumner counties.
The House Bipartisan Task Force investigating the assassination attempts of former President Trump will hold a hearing this week.
While we don't have the list of witnesses just yet, the Secret Service's internal report into the Butler, Pennsylvania shooting could come up. Expect committee members to be highly critical of the lack of communication and follow-through by the Secret Service to better secure the rally site. Acting Secret Service Director Ron Rowe admits the buck stops with them. Since the attack against Trump in July, the agency has given the former president the highest level of protection it can provide, burning through assets and resources. Funding for the Secret Service came under more scrutiny last week after the apparent second assassination attempt against Trump at his golf club in West Palm Beach, Florida. In Washington, Mather Rivera, Fox News.
Former President Trump is shutting down the idea of a second debate with Vice President Kamala Harris. Fox's Alexandria Hoff tells us more from Wilmington, North Carolina.
Early voting has already started in places like Virginia, Minnesota, South Dakota. Additionally, absentee and mail-in ballots, they have been sent out in a majority of states. Here's what the former president had to say.
She's done one debate. I've done two. It's too late to do another. I'd love to in many ways, but it's too late. The voting is cast. The voters are out there.
In North Carolina, in-person early voting starts mid-next month. And a new NBC News poll of registered voters shows the vice president with a 5-point lead over the former president. He was 2 points ahead of President Biden before the candidate switch. Now, this all still is in the margin of error, but it does show a significant sway there.
The latest Fox News poll shows voters thought the vice president did better than former President Trump in the first debate earlier this month. Now look at the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Pretty dry as we go through the day. Had very small chance that we maybe have a few lingering raindrops early this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy to mostly sunny skies. Pleasant high of 71 degrees with a light north wind at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rana Williams.
We have a cloudy sky, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, 57 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Steve and 10 in the morning, KNSS, 850 here on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Congress averts government shutdown for at least 3 months.
Two.
Two men dead after separate weekend shootings in Wichita.
One.
Textron Wichita machinists on strike after rejecting the company's offer. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on the Monday morning commute, first commute of autumn. And we're taking a look at a Cordell and Cordell traffic cam. I'm taking a look at the one at K254 and Hillside. Everything running smoothly at this hour, that location. We did just have the report of a possible disturbance in West Wichita involving some people that might possibly be on meth. That's in the 500 block of North Tracy, not far from Central and West. So police are checking that out. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 73 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 52. And then on Tuesday, it'll be more partly sunny with a 20% chance for rain. And the high tomorrow is 75 degrees. Now cloudy, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. 57 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Trading underway on Wall Street now. The Dow is up 3.5 points. The S&P's up 11, almost 12 points. And the NASDAQ is up by almost 56 points.
And a local news update, business news update from the Wichita Business Journal. As Wichita's automotive industry grows, WSU Tech is trying to meet the demand. The Technical School's Automotive Center, completing a $3 million renovation and remodeling effort in late August at the City Center campus, 300 block of South Grove, with support from the state and industry partnerships with Minnesota-based Walser Automotive Group and heavy-duty truck company WKI Kenworth. Space will include Walser Automotive Service Lab, Kenworth Heavy Truck Lab, and a 72-person lecture hall. Jesse Lane is dean of WSU Tech's City Center campus. Said 20,000 of the 30,000-square-foot building was renovated and remodeled to meet the uptick in enrollment in the automotive and transportation programs.
More than 70% of Textron Aviation machinists voted Saturday to reject that four-year contract offer, and then they approved a strike with a vote of nearly 82%. Strike began at midnight today. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, a local lodge 774, represents nearly 5,000 workers at Textron Aviation, which is the city's second largest employer with around 10,700 full-time employees. The results come in despite the union's negotiating committee recommendation Thursday for members to approve the company's offer. And that's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning. Well, Ted, a 26% salary increase over 4 years, including 11% the first year, $3,000. Just here's $3,000 every year. And more than that, if you got longevity, I don't know. It's not my book.
Four out of five turned it down.
It's not my deal. I'm not in the union, but that sounds like a pretty darn sweet deal to me. They'll probably get a little better than that now.
Well, that's what they hope. If
they're hoping even
if the company isn't building planes, then nobody's getting any money.
Well, they need to get the money in their pockets, they get out and spend it. Yeah, right. 8:54, Stephen 10 in the morning. Let's see. Birthdays today. Bruce Springsteen, 75 years old today.
75.
Nicknamed the Boss. He released 21 studio albums during a career spanning six decades, most of which feature his backing band, the E Street Band. Yeah. So he's 75 today. Your mother, Mahala Woodward, had a birthday over the weekend. I won't say how old she is.
She's 81.
81. And she had
hanging in there for another year.
Sure, she had a great day with the family all around her.
Yeah, we had a good time yesterday. Got together with Mom and celebrated her big day.
And today is National Great American Pot Pie Day. I loved these when I was growing up. We didn't have them very often, but when Mom had a pot pie for you, it was always good. You cook them and you tip them over, right? And let them come out. Is that the way you eat them?
I don't know.
Oh, I always tip mine over.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
I say, oh, yeah. So what's your favorite then? Chicken, beef, or turkey?
Chicken or turkey.
It doesn't. If you got good gravy in there, it's good.
What happens when you tip it over?
Oh, it's just kind of, you can get to it a little easier.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't stick to the pan then, huh?
Pot pie day.
How about that?
All right. So we got the weather for it.
Yeah, we sure do. Coming up on KNSS, we have the Glenn Beck program underway. Trump rules out running again. They're going to be talking about that. Top of the hour news this morning. What else? The Textron machine strike is on. And if you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show. News updates all day. Stephen's Head in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
You expect your home to protect everything you love.